Amen. Are we ready to receive the word of God today? Ang pagbabago po ng taon ay from 2014 to 2015. Sana ay kasing simple lang ng pagpalit ng 4, palitan lang ng 5, no? Parang pagka nag-i-issue ka ng cheque, di ba? Yung mga nag-i-issue ng cheque dyan, tanggalin mo na, kalimutan mo na ang 2014, ang ilalagay mo na ay 2015. Sana po ganun lang kadali. But you know, our life is divided into timelines. Merong between weeks and months and years. No? And so, paglipat natin ng panibagong taon, syempre dapat isipin natin kung anong nangyari dun sa taon na iwanan natin. And we have to find out, no, kung paano tutuloy tayo sa panibagong taon. Ito ay hindi lang ganun ka-mechanical na magpalit lang ng year, kung hindi it's a change of season, especially ang year 2015. Well, it's time is running out. Sabi nga, it's we are 1 year closer to the end of the age. We are 1 year closer to judgment time. We are 1 year closer to the second coming of our Lord. And habang tumatakbong panahon, di natin napapansin, dapat maging conscious po tayo. Amen? Katulad din ng mga birthdays. Minsan nag-iisip ako sa mga birthday. Bakit ba tayo tuwang-tuwa na nagsiselebrate ng birthday natin? No? Walang masama dyan. Ha? I mean, don't misunderstand me. Nag-iisip lang ako na that's another year, that's another set of wrinkles, that's another year of pagputi ng buhok. Palapit na palapit doon sa, di ba? And yet sinaselebrate natin, di ba? Happy birthday, parang tuwang-tuwa ka na, tumanda ka na naman. Di ba? Anyway, well, it's a time to celebrate and praise the Lord for life, of course, pero makakapag-isip lang. So, ganun din po. A new year, another year, closer to the end. And itong 2015 po, based sa mga naririnig natin sa mga prophets, based sa biblical times and seasons, this is expected to be a year of many shakings, no? A year of many challenges. Pero usually po, pagka may mga shaking at mga troubles, sumasabay ang glory ng Panginoon. Amen? And so, we have to prepare for both and be conscious of both. And so, let us make 2015, pwedeng matanggal ang echo. Something is wrong with our microphone. let us make 2015 as a new season. Everybody say, new season. May prophet po, a modern day prophet, na nagsabi na nung last Yom Kippur, that was last year, October, yun ang cut-off ng previous season. So, we are entering a new season spiritually. Ibig sabihin po ay nag-iba, ibang-iba ang takbo ng mundo spiritually. Hindi po yan nakikita sa natural na mga mata, sa ating buhay, sa araw-araw, pero it has changed, no? The season has changed. There is more warfare. There is more expected to heavens to be coming close to the earth. Marami po nangyayari in the spiritual realm. And so we have, in 2015, we have entered a new season in our spiritual life. And tulad lagi ng sinasabi ni Lord, every new year, He is making a new thing. According to Isaiah 43, let's read this together. Isaiah 43:18-19. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So sabi niya, do not remember the former things. Huwag nating alalahanin pa yung mga nangyari na nakaraan. But dahil mag-concentrate tayo sa mga panibagong gagawin ng Panginoon sa ating buhay. Amen? That's what we are saying, na ang pagpasok ng bagong taon ay hindi lang yung pagpalit ng number, but God is doing a new thing and let us be conscious about it. And so we have entered a new season. Everybody say, we have entered a new season in our spiritual life. Panibagong, ano ba sa Tagalog yan? Panibagong panahon, kapanahunan. No? It's a new season. So let us be conscious about that, mga kapatid, no? Na we are leaving behind 2014 and we are moving on. And itong sa bagong taon na ito, let us move up higher. Amen? Higher. Huwag tayong pababa, huwag tayong padala pababa. Kung hindi, let's move up higher. But before we can move further, tanggalin muna natin. May mga bagay-bagay na pangyayari sa atin sa 2014 na dapat po nating iwanan. Huwag na nating bitbitin sa 2015. Huwag tayong nakatawid na tayo sa 2015, pero kung ito ay daladala pa natin, masyadong mga mabibigat na bagahe ito na dapat iwanan na natin kasama ng lumang taon. At ito ang examples of this are, sige please, disappointments. May mga disappointments tayo in the past, of course. Di ba? Sino dito hindi nagkaroon ng disappointment? No? So may mga minimiti tayo, may mga inaasahan tayo na hindi natupad. No? So we were so disappointed or we were so frustrated. No? May mga pagkakataon or mga pangyayari sa buhay natin na frustrate tayo masyado in 2014. Marami tayo siyempre mga mistakes, mga pagkakamali, no? Mga errors. So ibaon natin, iwanan natin ito. Yung mga errors at mistakes na yan, pero yung mga lesson natin, usually ina-allow ni Lord na maraming mga bagay na mga nagkakamali, mga kapalpakan natin, pero merong lesson dyan, no? May mga pinapakita ni Lord yung mga dapat nating natutunan. So yung mga natutunan natin, dalhin natin, pero yung mga nakakabigat na mga memories, no? Iwanan natin. Tanggalin natin, iwanan natin yung pagiging parang lagi na lang naghihikahos, no? The spirit of lack. Espiritu po yan eh. Yung parang lagi kang mahirap, lagi kang wala, no? Iwanan natin ang wala, espiritu ng wala or kawalan sa 2014. And of course, especially our bad habits, no? Huwag na natin daladalahin yung ating mga bad habits, yung ating mga katamaran, no? Mga bad attitudes natin, no? Magkaroon po sana tayo ng panibagong pananaw, no? Yung ating indebtedness, syempre ang utang ay kailang bayaran, no? Huwag nating iwanan 'yan. Babayaran. Pero pag sinabi nating indebtedness, yung parang kumakati ang iyong kamay kung hindi ka makapangutang, no? The habit of indebtedness. The habit of always looking for something. Kung hindi ka makapirma sa credit card mo, hindi ka makabili on credit, or pati yung mga pagkain natin minsan inuutang mo pa, di ba? Just do away with that habit, leave those behind, and be free. Of course, our habitual sinfulness, no? Bondages. Yung mga parang nakatanikala sa atin, hindi tayo, nakapreso ka sa isang bagay, hindi ka makaalis-alis, no, na nagpapabigay sa'yo, nagdadala sa'yo sa kasalanan, tulad ng mga pornography, those who are in fornication, that's bondage, no? And so, let us be free. Habitual sinning, yung usual na pagsisinungaling, katatapos lang natin ng readings natin sa Revelation, na yung mga sinungaling, nasa labas po talaga yan ng gates. And so, yung passivity, that we're very passive sa ating spiritual na buhay, parang okay lang naman ako. Prayerlessness, yun. Sana po talagang iwanan natin yung prayerlessness na yan. And I included actually here yung constant sickness, no? Yung parang lagi ka nalang may sakit, lagi nalang, that should not be part of a victorious Christian living. And so lahat po ito, and maybe I'm sure marami pa, kung may mga bagay dyan na kasalanan mo, kaya nagkaganyan, nagkaroon ka ng frustrations, mga mistakes mo, kasalanan mo, siguro naman po ay na-repent mo na. Kung hindi pa, i-repent mo na muli and tanggapin mo ang paghuhugas sa pamamagitan ng banal na dugo ng Panginoong Jesus. But do not dwell on the guilt. Yun pong ibig sabihin. Huwag kang manatili sa pagiging guilty. Huwag mo mumuni-munihin. Imbes na salita ng Diyos ang iyong nininilay-nilay, yung mga frustrations mo, yung inuulit-ulit mo, yung mga ginawa ng ibang tao sa'yo, yung mga inuulit-ulit mo, iniisip mo ng iniisip ng minimeditate mo. No? So, let's move on to the next chapter of our life as we are entering into a new season. And so everybody, just let us just spend just a few moments. Just close your eyes right now. We ask you, dear Holy Spirit, to speak to us. Kung ano po yung dapat naming iwanan at hindi na po namin dadalhin sa 2015. Yung mga bagay-bagay na nabanggit, Lord. Kasama na po dyan yung mga idols namin, Panginoon, mga idolatries. Yung mga masamang hangarin sa ibang tao. Kung may mga naghahangad dito na makaganti, iwanan mo yan, kapatid. Ibaon mo na yan. Huwag ka nang gumanti. Hallelujah. Spirit of God, just speak to us. Kung ano man po yung mga one or two kaagad na mabigay ni Lord sa isipan mo, yun po. Yun po yun. Iwanan mo. Sabi mo sa Lord, iniiwan ko po ito. Tinatalikuran ko ito. Hindi ko na ito dadalhin sa 2015. Hallelujah. Rabakaya, rabarabishya. Uriya, rabakaya, 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 rabarabishya, rabasanda, dadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadad I am free. I am free, Lord. I am free from depression. I am free from these frustrations. I am free from all my disappointments. Hallelujah. I will arise. Hallelujah. I am free from all habitual sin. I am free from bondage. I am free, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Spirit give you a new vigor, new life, new zeal to move on to the new season. Hallelujah. Leaving behind all these things na nakakabigat sa ating spiritual na buhay. Lord, yung mga kasalanan ng ibang tao, iniiwanan ko na po ito, Lord. Pinatatawad ko na yung taong yun. And I leave this behind right now in the name of Jesus. And I am free. Oh, rabakaya, rabakaya, rabakaya. Hallelujah. Oh, rabakaya, rabakaya, rabakaya. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for setting us free as we move on and we move up higher in 2015. And we, of course, Lord, we rejoice in all the victories, Lord. Maraming salamat, Lord, sa faithfulness mo, sa mga kagandahang loob mo, sa mga victories na natanggap namin, sa mga healings, Panginoon. All the glory, O Lord, we just rejoice and we give praise. We give you thanks, Lord. Hallelujah for all the miracles, Lord, all the answered prayers. Oh, hallelujah. Rabakaya lawa rabasya. Thank you, Father. Oh, we bless your name, Father. Hallelujah. As we move on, Lord, to the new season in 2015. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I urge you, the praise team leaders, please do this again and during your praise team meetings para po ma-set free tayo ng husto. Wala nang bagahe na kasama tayo sa 2015, mga kabigatang ito. And as we move on to the new season, we have great expectations. Amen? We think positive. Kahit po maraming mga darkness na naka-forecast, etc. for 2015, let us have great expectations for the glory of God in our life. Amen? And para po makahanda tayo ng husto sa new season na ito, no? As we move up higher in the new season, let us take up some key points kung para paano po natin mapaghandaan ito. When we say new season, that means hindi po the same. It's not status quo. Do you know what status quo means? Status quo means the present condition, the present situation. Hindi po yan. Hindi lang ito tuloy, kundi panibago. At gusto nating umangat, gusto nating mag-flow sa spirit of the new season. Amen? Gusto nating sumabay sa ginagawa ng Espiritu Santo na hindi po tayo maiwan na, at hindi tayo we will not be caught flat-footed, hindi tayo madatnan na hindi tayo handa. So may mga bagay-bagay po dito na nilista po ako. Unang-una ay let us turn away from backsliding in the heart, no? Backsliding in the heart, yun po ay backward progress, no? We're talking of new season na moving forward, moving upward, higher. Ang backsliding in the heart po ay nag-umpisa ka na you have the zeal sa Panginoon pero unti-unti kang bumabalik, no? Bumabalik sa dati. Ang backsliding in the heart ay yung wala na yung joy ng Panginoong Jesus sa iyong buhay. Parang you lost your first love. Wala nang zeal sa iyong spiritual life. Karamihan po sa atin, well, lahat tayo po ay prone to this. Pwede tayong maatake ng ganitong klaseng espiritong ito, no, kung hindi po tayo vigilant. And so, I really believe that many, many Christians are in this condition right now. Nakikita natin, nasa worship service, nasa mga praise team meetings, very active sa mga activities, but in the heart. Kaya po in the heart, you know. Kasi ang backslider na tunay, eh, hindi mo nakikita. Bumalik na talaga dun sa dating gawi. Pero yung backsliding in the heart, yun po ay mas delikado dahil katulad po ng pagiging lukewarm, akala natin ay okay lang tayo, but actually we are backslidden in the heart, no? So, nakikita ka, present ka lagi, pero malayo, malamig ang ating puso. And so, ito po ay, as we move on to the new season, we cannot afford to be backslidden in our hearts. Amen? Amen po. Hindi po pwede yung maligamgam dito, mga kapatid. Hindi pwedeng maligamgam na pakikitungo sa Panginoon. Ayusin po natin yan. Sabi sa Proverbs 14, verse 14, the backslider in heart will be filled with his own ways, but a good man will be satisfied from above. So Hosea 11, 17 po, may mga word of God po ako nilagay dyan, pero hindi ko na pina-spell out ang verses. Pero sa mga praise team meetings nyo po, sana you can look this up. Sabi po sa Hosea 11, 7, my people are bent on backsliding from me. No? Sinasabi ni Lord na, we are prone to backslide. No? And ang maganda po ay, we can always change. No? Let us change direction. Unang-una po ay kailangang maamin natin or aminin natin sa ating sarili that we have backslidden in the heart. No? Amen? Kasi po ang hindi mas delikado yung sasabihin mong, ako okay lang. Ah, hindi ako backslidden. Oh, tuloy-tuloy nga ako eh. Talagang sobra ang zeal ko sa Panginoon. No? If that is not true, then you have to admit before the Lord that you have backslidden and you need to change. No? Change direction. Imbes na paurong, forward po tayo. Amen? And meron pong like Jeremiah 3:22, sabi ni Lord, return, you backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. No? So, pwede po tayong bumalik, and gustong-gusto ni Lord na bumalik tayo, and sabi niya, I will heal your backslidings. Amen? No, indeed, we do come to you, sabi ng Israel, for you are the Lord our God. No? So, God's mercy is great. Now, pwede po tayong bumalik. Ang sabi rin, yun din po ang sabi niya sa Isaiah 57, 17 to 18. Sabi niya, I will heal them. I will lead them. I will restore them. No? Bumalik lang kayo, ang sabi ni Lord, and He is going to heal us and restore us back. Amen? And so, that's, gawin po natin yan. No? When you are in your praise team meetings, I pray that you admit this to one another and get out of it. Get out of backsliding in the heart. As I said, wala pong lugar, wala pong puwang sa new season ang isang backsliding in the heart. And then, let us aim to move up higher yung ating spiritual maturity po. Kaya po ang pag-uusapan natin ngayon ay yung pag-angat, pagtaas natin sa ating spiritual maturity. Kaya po sana yung mga hindi pa po nag-umpisa or talagang nandyan lang kayo, parang baliwala lang sa inyo, very passive kayo. Habol po, habol. Dahil we are already talking about moving up higher, no? Ay kung hindi ka pa naka-start, pwede pong humabol pero mag-double time po. So let us consider some points here. Unang-una po ay yung ating oras, sobra po yan na malaking bagay sa atin. Let us learn, everybody, let's read together. Let us learn to say no to time wasters. Yung nagpapasayang ng ating oras. Nagpapawaldas ng ating oras. Ephesians 5:16 says, making the best use of the time because the days are evil. Let us make use of our time because the days are evil. Ano ba yung mga nagpapasayang sa oras natin? Pag inisip mo ngayon, mukhang wala. Eh, no? Mukhang busy-busy ka. Lagi kang busy. Halika, sama ka sa ganito. Halika, mag-pray tayo. Tiyan, hindi, busy ako. Ano kaya ang pinagbibisihan natin? Isipin nga natin, anong pinagbibisihan natin? Ha? So what are the time wasters? Usual time wasters. Ano? TV, number one. No? Ilang oras ka dyan sa TV. Ano pa? Facebook. Yan, TV, FB. Ano pa? Di ba? Malling. Yung malling, napabanjing-banjing, nagpapalamig sa mall. Okay? So many things, no? Di ba? Pero di ba, madalas na yung maririnig natin, ah, busy ako eh. Inisip mo, wala namang negosyo tong taong to. Wala naman siyang trabaho. 8 hours lang naman trabaho ng taong ito. Bakit siya laging busy? Wala namang inaalaga ang parents sa bahay ito. May mga katulong naman tong taong ito. But we are always busy. No? So isa po yan, no? Unang-una, no? Tanggalin po natin. Amen? Kaya? You know, we have to account. There will come a time na haharap tayo sa Panginoon. I-account natin sa Diyos ang ating buhay. So, ano pa, paano tayo mag-account sa Lord? Lord, ang daming nag-like sa aking pinost na ganito. No? Lord, memorize ko lahat ng mga teleserye. Whatever. No? So please, let us tingnan po natin yan sa ating buhay. What are the time wasters? And let us learn to say no. Pagka nag-umpisa ka na, teka muna, no, this is not fruitful. Walang magagawang maganda ito sa aking spiritual na buhay. Amen? Pangalawa po, draw near to God through daily devotions on a higher level. Yung pong sinasabi ko kanina, pataas po tayo, no? We are aiming at a higher level. Kaya kung hindi ka pa nag-umpisa sa iyong daily devotions, mga kapatid, maiiwang ka. Umpisahan mo na. Amen? Mag-umpisa ka na, please. Lagi po natin itong sinasabi dito. We don't want to reach that point when we, pagdating natin, harap tayo sa Panginoon. Dalawa lang naman po yan eh. Dalawa lang bagay sa pagharap natin sa Diyos. At ang pagharap po natin sa Diyos ay hindi po ito, ito po ay inevitable. Hindi po ito baka hindi or pwedeng hindi kayo haharap or pwedeng haharap. Hindi po. Haharap po tayo lahat sa Diyos. Amen? Dalawa lang pong bagay. It's either sasabihin ng Panginoon, enter into my glory, enter into the joy of your Lord, or sasabihin ng Lord, I'm sorry. Hindi nga pala sabihin ng Lord na I'm sorry. Sasabihin ng Lord, I do not know you. You have to go. So dalawa lang po yan. So pagsikapan natin na doon tayo sa una. Amen? And so you can only be know God and you will be known by God if you stay with God and spend time in your devotions with God. No other way. That's not negotiable. Amen? You have to make yourself known to God. Of course, He knows you. Alam niya ang pangalan mo. But does He know you katulad ng intimately or personally? You don't even know Him, di ba? And so please, this is very, very critical. Let's go up. Those who are doing this already, let's move up to a higher level of our daily devotions. Alam nyo, yung mga devotions ngayon, yung mga nababasa natin ngayon, karamihan ng mga materials na natatanggap ko, yung mga pinag-uusapan ng mga Christian leaders in all over the world. Ang mga devotion na ngayon, mga kapatid, ay akyat baba sa langit ang mga tao. During their devotion, nakakarating sa langit. Nakikita ang mga anghel, up and down. Ganun na po ang new season ngayon. Nandyan tayo sa season na yan. Amen? Heaven is open. And heaven wants us to go and ask Him for direction. Anong gagawin dito sa mundo? Dito sa lupa. No? That is of the characteristic of the new season. And so kung hindi ka pa nag-umpisa, di ba? People are already seeing angels going up and down. Di ba? Isang araw lang, may kausap ako. Sabi niya, nag-intercession kami. Nakikita namin yung mga anghel na nagmamarcha. Tapos nakikita, nararamdaman nilang nagfi-fencing yung warring angels and the demon spirits. More and more and more, no? We are living into a supernatural life. The Lord is leading us into the supernatural life itong mga panahon na ito. Hindi na po kasi pwede na yung dating gawi natin, mga kapatid, na wala tayong kapangyarihan. Na parang, di ba, isang pitik lang ng diablo ay tumba ka na, di ba? Isang negative lang na makikita ka. Na walang dent sa atin ang spiritual powers ng Panginoon. No? So we are moving into that supernatural life. And yun nga po, that is the characteristic of the new season. So we have to flow with that. Amen? And umpisahan po natin. So kung hindi ka pa nagda-daily devotion, meron po tayong mga guidelines dyan kung paano gawin yan. Yung sinasabi natin, MUL, ministering unto the Lord, daily devotion natin. During our prayer and fasting, we are going to talk more about that and let us spend more time knowing or how to really go before the presence of God. James 4:8 says, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. No? So how can the Lord draw near to us? Sabi nga, draw near to God tayo po. Lumapit tayo sa Kanya. Amen? So higher level, daily devotions. More consistent praying, especially praying in the Spirit. No? More consistent praying po. Hindi lang yung praying natin dito tuwing Sunday. Meron po tayong daily prayers, daily morning prayers. Sana po eh makapag-join kayo dyan for its praise group. We have only once a week. Daily morning prayers. Let us perk up our prayer life, mga kapatid. But especially praying in the Spirit. Sino po dito nagpe-pray in tongues? Those who know how to pray in tongues or those who have received the gift of the Spirit of praying in tongues. Please use it. Gamitin po natin yan. Kahit saan, kahit anong oras, we have to pray in the Spirit continuously. In Jude 20, it says, we are building ourselves in our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Let us, kailangan pong ma-perk up ang spirit natin by praying in tongues, anywhere, anytime. Susunod po ay yung Word of God. Yun, no? Lagi na po natin binabanggit lahat ito, but I'm talking about moving up higher. Let us take the Word of God more seriously. Remember yung teaching na natanggap natin, I think it was through Pastor Grace, that kung may bagyo man, may bagyo na dumarating, kung ang ating foundation is strong in the Word of God, hindi tayo matutumba. No? Yung ating bahay ay hindi basta-basta matumba. Pero kung very weak ang ating foundation, at ang foundation pong yan ay ang pagiging strong yan or weak ay dahil sa ating, depende sa ating attitude or how we take the Word of God. It is the Word of God that gives us a strong foundation in our life. Amen? So let us take it more seriously. Sino po dito ang nakatapos ng ating readings? Natapos ng 1 year? Sino kaya ang nakatapos ng 1 year? Or baka meron sa inyo? Mag-umpisa na naman tayo, Genesis. Genesis na naman, no? Genesis 1, 2, 3, ngayon, 4. Hanggang nasa gitna ka ng Genesis, siguro natapos ka, natigil, o nakita na naman kayo ng Genesis ngayon. Kasi New Year resolution, kailangan ko na talagang tapusin ito. So, Genesis ka na naman. Nakailang Genesis ka na? At hanggang doon lang, no? Genesis, Matthew, Acts chapter 1, Ezra, di ba? Ilang araw yan. Pag naman po, new season. Tuloy-tuloy na natin ang ating readings. Amen? Now, for those, especially those who have already gone through this, no? They have read the Bible through and through, tuloy-tuloy. Huwag lang po, this is for everyone, of course, hindi lang doon sa nakatapos na. Let us take more seriously yung ating meditations po ng Word. No? Hindi lang yung reading through, but please, let us more this time. No? More, let us ask the Lord for remas and journalize this. Isulat natin, ano yung mga nakuha nating leksyon? Ano yung message ng Diyos sa atin? No? Maybe out of the 4 chapters every day, maybe you can choose just 1 or 2. Babasahin mo lahat, but 1 or 2 na doon ka medyo mag-focus. Doon ka medyo humingi sa Lord ng mensahe. Of course, He can give you in all the 4, but what I'm saying is, mas mabuti yung nakakonsentrate ka sa, for example, Matthew and Ezra, kaysa yung nabasa mo lahat, wala kang mensaheng nakuha. Let us ask the Lord for more for remas during this year. Amen? Move up higher. Higher in our Word of God. Amen? Salamat sa 5 nag-amen. Very important po ito, mga kapatid. New season. Let us start memorizing the Word of God. Bukod sa meditation. Okay, I am going to enforce this. Let all those who are in the praise teams memorize Psalm 119. Psalm 119 is divided into different sets, no? Depende yan sa alphabet po yan ng Hebrew, no? So merong Aleph and then Bet. Ano po yun, no? Hebrew alphabet po yun. So broken down into sets po yan. So maybe we can take one set a week. Mga 1 or 2 verses a day lang po yan. Or 1 verse a day lang po yan. Hanggang matapos natin. That's 22 sets. So that's 22 weeks. Tagal. Of course, those who want to, on the side, those who want to memorize 72 verses or others, go ahead. But let us memorize Psalm 119. Amen? Maraming nakangiwi. Amen? Umpisahan niyo po. Ang sabi po dyan sa Psalm 119, the Word of God is like gold, pure gold. Gusto niyo ba ng gold? But especially, no? Yung during our morning prayers, lagi ko yan na binabanggit natin dyan yung Psalm 91. That's for our protection. Sana po memorize na natin yan by this time. Kahit saan tayo magpunta. We need the protection of God. But of course, we should know how to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. I who dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of you, God Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, you are my refuge, you are my fortress, my God in you I will trust. I shall not be afraid of the terror by night nor the shadow. You shall cover me with your feathers, and under your wings I shall take refuge. Your truth shall be my shield and my buckler. I shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the destruction, that pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come near me. Only with my eyes shall I look and see the reward of the wicked. Amen. Because I have said, the Lord, receive the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, as my dwelling place. No evil shall befall me, nor shall any plague come near my dwelling. For He shall give His angel charge over me, to keep me in all my ways. In their hands they shall bear me up, lest I dash my foot against a stone. I shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the lion and the young lion, the serpent, I shall trample underfoot. Amen. Because I have said my heart upon the Lord, therefore He shall deliver me. He will set me on high because I have known His name. I shall call upon Him and He will answer me. He will be with me in trouble. He will honor me. He will deliver me with long life. He will satisfy me and show me salvation. Anywhere you can recite that. A thousand may fall at my side, but 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come near me. Only during this, I forgot now, but during this time, it's a vacation, I used that several times when we were traveling. And yun po, no? Kailangan pong very handy yan. Nandyan lang salita ng Diyos. It will cover us. That is the power. So let us move up higher by memorizing verses. And let us start with Psalm 119. Amen? The book of the law, according to Joshua 1:8, diba? The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. That you may observe to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. No? Word of God. Amen? So that is the new season. Move up higher, the new season with the Word of God taken seriously, more seriously. Then actively participate in our prayer and fasting programs. Ito po yung sinasabi ko kanina, mga kapatid. No? Let us have this every other week, every other month. So we will have this month, January 8 to 8, 9, 10. Ngayon po, I am not inclined to give any material. Dati po kasi, prayer and fasting, pag nagbigay ako ng material, pag natapos nang basahin, tapos na. Parang naghahanap na yung na tayo kung ano na yung next. Let us learn how to ask the Holy Spirit for His messages. Let us learn to ask the Lord for how to do this devotion with prayer and fasting. Ito pong house of the Lord will be open for anyone who wants to come and stay here for 3 days. Yung mga walang opisina or those who can get out of their office, whatever, no? Magdala lang po kayo ng medyo malamig to. So medyo magdala kayo ng banig or whatever, yung pillow na pagka gusto ninyo magpahinga eh. But yung Saturday po, Saturday during Shabbat, let us be come here together. Maybe starting at 9 o'clock and let us have corporate praise, worship, devotions, intercession together. And ito po ay would like to make this a must for all leaders, Lord. The prayer and fasting, but especially the Saturday session. Please come here. Let us stir up one another and encourage one another to prepare ourselves for the new season. Amen? Next po is let us observe Shabbat more faithfully and more meaningfully. Genesis 2:3 says, so God blessed, kakabasa lang natin ito ng isang araw, so God blessed the seventh day and made it holy. Remember, Genesis was not yet, wala pa po ang law of Moses dito. No? So Shabbat is not just the law, but even that is the essence of what God wants. He made it holy. So whatever God makes holy, we also want to make holy. Amen? Because on it, God rested. Yung atin pong, ang Shabbat po ay hindi lang po yung Shabbat dinner. No? Of course, that is good na as a family, we welcome Shabbat. We honor the God of all creation by coming together as a family. Kung wala ka pong pamilya, you can stay by yourself. You can have your own breaking of the bread. Or you can pray and just welcome Shabbat and welcome the Lord, God of all creation, and praise Him for all His works. Pero hindi po nagtatapos doon. No? The whole Saturday is a Shabbat. So it's rest that the Lord is giving to us. Let us strive, no, for more meaningful observance of this Shabbat, which is very, very precious in the eyes of God for all of us to follow. Kasama na po dyan yung mga feasts of the Lord, but beginning with the Sabbath. Ako, I always look forward to having Sabbath. Sabi ko, oh, Shabbat na, thank you, Lord, for that rest that we are going to have from you. Amen. So, turn away. The next, of course, is turn away from habitual unforgiveness, anger, bitterness. Habitual, ibig sabihin po, parang napakadali, napakahirap mong mag-forgive. No? Napakadaling magalit, napakadaling magkaroon ng bitterness. Lahat naman siyempre dumadaan sa pagkakataon sa nagagalit ka, di ba? Nagkakaroon ka ng sama ng loob. Pero yung madalas na lang, saka parang matagal bago matanggal, no? Di ba? Sabi ng Panginoon, sabi sa salita ng Diyos, huwag mong patapusin ang don't let the sun set on your anger. Huwag mong patawirin ang gabi sa yung pagiging yung galit ka. And forgiveness. I heard a preacher say, when you are dwelling on unforgiveness, that's giving God a legal license to bring you into trouble. Oh, grabe, ha? Ayaw na ayaw po ni Lord yung hindi tayo marunong magpatawad. Then, next is desire spiritual gifts. So, this is really the essence of the new season. Desire spiritual gifts and supernatural powers. No? As I said kanina, available na po. Available po itong mga spiritual powers ng Panginoon. No? Kailangan lang po natin seryosohin ang ating spiritual life and let us seek. No? Let us ask the Lord for this. Sama-sama po tayo na hingin natin ito sa Panginoon. Na mag-manifest ito sa ating buhay, sa ating church. In 1 Corinthians 14:1, it says, pursue love and earnestly desire the spiritual gifts. No? So, pursue love. That is my prayer always, Lord, teach me how to pursue love. Because that parang prerequisite, eh. Pursue love and then you earnestly desire the spiritual gifts. No? Magkaroon tayo ng sinong gustong, ang gustong gamitin ka ni Lord with the supernatural powers. Amen? Gusto mo magpagamit sa Lord na nandyan yung kanyang gifts. Alam nyo, yung spiritual gifts, gift of the Spirit, ano po ito eh? Hindi pwede natin sabihin na, ayan, gifted yan. Mayroong gift of healing yan. Mayroong gift of working of miracles yan. Mayroong... Hindi po. Dumadating ito kung kailan may kailangan. No? So, halimbawa po, mayroong may sakit. And then the Holy Spirit will operate through you. Nakikita mo, no? So, the gifts of healing will come. And then, release the healing dito sa may sakit. No? And then, maybe that gift will go away from you. Na, walang kailangan eh. So, pag dumating na naman, like word of wisdom, word of knowledge, mga spiritual gifts po yan. Pero gustong-gusto natin makakita tayo ng mga milagro sa mga panahon na ito. Amen? Hindi po yan imposible, mga kapatid. Nasa new season tayo, this is the characteristics of the new season. There will be more and more supernatural powers that God is releasing. Bakit po? Sobra po ang pakikibaka, the warfare. Sobra po ang warfare sa mga panahon na ito. That's why the Lord is going to release His powers. But as I said, no, maraming mga kailangan natin. Kailangan tayong naka-tune in sa Holy Spirit. And then the final one that I listed is be discerning of the works of the evil one around you and learn to do spiritual warfare. Napag-usapan po natin ito, I think, mga 2 Sundays ago, that sobrang namumudmud ang diablo ng kanyang mga gawain, no, around us. And you know, mga kapatid, this will multiply. No? Magmamultiply po ito yung sobrang kasamaan, sobrang gagawin ng diablo. Ang problema nito, hindi masyado nating nakikita. No? Parang mahirap ma-discern na yung ginagawa niya ng pagde-destroy sa buhay ng mga tao eh nandiyan, no? And I talked noon about the dragon, yung kanyang parang nakatatak. Ito lang sa when we were in we went to Iloilo City dito sa kapatid ko. Kinukwento niya na merong mukhang malapit na ngayon na bukod sa SM, eh, maglilipa na, dadami yung mga city malls. Nag-umpisa yung mga city malls. And may-ari nito, ang kanyang kumpanya, eh, Double Dragon. Hindi na nagkasya sa isa lang na double. And you know, they are, I don't know kung nagpa-plan pa lang or nandun na papasok na naka-IPO na, ibig sabihin papasok sa public offering sa stock market. At naglilipa na ito. Kaya makikita mo doon sa isang lugar nakalagay City Mall. On this site will rise City Mall, tapos ang laki-laki, doubledragon.com ba yun? Or corporation or whatever. Yan, ang katatak sobra. And so, mabuti naman itong kausap ko isa, well, Christian, sabi niya, he was about to buy, no? Magpi-place na sana siya dito sa IPO na ito, dahil sigurado ito na, sigurado itong patok ito sa stock market, no? But when he heard my preaching about the dragon, sabi niya, wag na lang. Wag tayo pong makisawsaw. Kahit na kikita ka pa dyan, amen? Kahit na lalaki pa ang kita mo dyan, wag kang maki-IPO. Wag kang maki-invest dyan. Kalagay na nga, double dragon, lalagay mo yung pera mo dyan. No? Unequal yoking, nakikipag-connection ka sa Diablo. Kahit na kikita ka pa, hayaan mo yung perang yan. Para lang sa... Anyway, so you know, but we have to be discerning of the works of the evil one. Discerning. Ask the Lord for discerning of spirits. And He will show it to us. He will tell us kung paano, no? And the final point there is we have to know that Emmanuel, everybody say Emmanuel, God with us. Ang katatapos lang ng mga kanta tungkol sa Emmanuel. God is with us, but He is not only with us, He is in us. Amen? Ang Diyos na nagkatawang tao ay nasa atin. And we have to remember that He promised, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen? So ito po, kailangan po sa ating maturity in this new season. Hindi lang po natin paniniwalaan yan, kung hindi, sana po maisabuhay natin yan. Maging totoong-totoo sa buhay natin. No? Na pangako po ng Diyos yan. Nasa sa atin siya. Diba? Sabi niya sa Galatians 2:20, it's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Amen? Christ, the one living in me. He is the one living in me. And He will never leave us nor forsake us. Ano pong pangako niya sa Great Commission, Matthew 28:19-20, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. So pangako po ng Diyos yun. Pangako ng Panginoong Jesus. Kasama natin siya. Amen? I am with you to the end of the age. I am with you. So Mark 16:20, and they went out and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them. With signs and wonders. The Lord worked with them. So hindi po, wala po sa Bible yung pinangako ng Diyos na lahat ng problema mo isosolve ko. Lahat ng mga tanong mo ay sasagutin ko. Ang pangako niya, kasama niyo ako. Amen? I will be with you. And so dito po sa new season na ito, let us mark this, let us put this and make this rema maging buhay po sana sa atin. Makukuha lang po ito sa daily devotions, mga kapatid. Makukuha lang ito sa laging pag-praying in tongues, pray in the Spirit, that you will realize, that you will really make makukuha mo maging buhay na buhay sa iyo na hindi ka nag-iisa. Kasama natin ang Diyos. At sa mga panahon na ito, no, I am telling you sa mga panahon na ito, mga kapatid, open ang kalangitan. Gustong-gusto po nilang ang heaven and an earth will come together and do the battle. Amen? Gustong-gusto ng Diyos, tulungan tayo. Kaya nga, get out of your backsliding, the Lord will heal you. The Lord will restore you. Just tell Him, just ask Him, and He will do it. Amen? Hindi po natin kalaban ng Diyos. Kakampi natin ang Diyos. Nasa atin siya. Amen? I will never leave you nor forsake you. So lahat ito, hindi po ito mga efforts, itong mga binanggitong ito. Ito po ay expression ng desire natin na talagang maging mapaghandaan yung new season na ito. Pero hindi po tayo nag-iisa. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord is in us. And He is going to lead us. He is going to provide for us. He is going to protect us. Amen? And He promised He will never leave us nor forsake us. So those are the characteristics of the new season. Let us move up higher, be changed. And alam ko, mga kapatid, based on predictions nga, there will be troubles during 2015. So let us prepare for that, but at the same time, no, let us do our part so that the glory of God will reveal. Madalas po yan magkasabay. No? Bad news, there's a lot of bad news, but the glory of the Lord is also being released. Amen? Kung puro tayo nandun sa bad news or hindi tayo nakakonect sa Lord, hindi din natin napapansin yung kaluwalhatian na ginagawa ng Diyos sa ating kalagitnaan. Amen. Let us all stand up now. Of course, let us always start with recommitting our life. Father, it's 2015. A new year and new season you're giving to us in our spiritual life, Lord. Bawat isa sa atin, ibigay natin muli ang ating buhay sa Panginoon. Just in your own way, in your own manner, in your own words, just tell the Lord, Lord, binibigay ko muli ang aking buhay sa iyo, Lord. Sinusuko ko ang buhay ko sa iyo, Panginoong Jesus. Hallelujah. Sa iyo, Ama, ikaw po ang aking Ama. Sabi nga ng Israelites, I return to you, Lord, because you are my Lord, you are my God. Kung hindi kami sa iyo, Panginoon, babalik, saan kami pupunta? And so, we recommit our life to you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we will serve you, Lord. Serve you better. Serve you higher during this new season. And for those you believe you have backslidden, everybody, let's say to the Lord, Lord, I return to you from my backslidings. Heal me, Lord. Lead me, Lord. Restore me, Lord. Because you are my Lord. You are my God. Hallelujah. Heal me, Lord, from my backslidings, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, help me to change my direction, Lord. From moving backward, Lord, to moving forward, Lord. Forward, Lord. Heal me, Lord. Heal me, Lord. Heal my emotions. Hallelujah. Restore me, O Lord God, and lead me. Oh, rayalabakaya labarabashi. Hallelujah. Rayalabakaya labashi kaya labayande. Oh, rayalabaya rakarabasa. Hallelujah. Restore the joy of my salvation. Restore the joy. Restore the zeal, Lord. Renew my zeal, O God. Hallelujah. Ora kalayalabakaya labakaya. For you, Lord. Restore my love for you, my excitement about you, Lord. Hallelujah. And you promised, Lord, you're going to heal me. According to Isaiah 57, you promised, Lord. Hallelujah. You will heal me. You will restore me, Lord. And thank you for it. I receive it now in the name of Jesus. And Father, help us as we enter the new season of our spiritual walk with you. Help us to move up higher, Lord. Marami kaming napag-usapan, Lord. Help us to move us higher. To mature to higher level, Lord. Higher level of maturity. Wala ba kaya rabarabashi? Siguro, umpisa lang natin, sabihin lang natin sa Panginoon, Lord, gusto ko po to move up higher in the new season. It starts with your desire. Come on, everybody, check your heart. Gusto niyo ba? Is it your desire? Hallelujah. Ora kaya rabarabasan niya. Kasi kung narinig mo ito, bali wala naman sa'yo. The Lord cannot move in your heart. But start with that desire. Lord, I want it. I want to move up higher, Lord, in this new season. I want to mature, you know, higher level of maturity in this new season, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to enter into a supernatural life, Lord, that is available, Lord, during this new season. Ora kaya la ba kaya la barabashi. Hallelujah. New anointing. Ora kaya la barabashi kaya rabasande. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we want to flow with your spirit, Lord, in this new season. We know, Lord, it's open heavens for each one of us. There's so much opportunity, oh Lord God. Hallelujah. To see you, to work with you, Lord. To serve you, Lord, on the kind of level that you want us, Lord. Help us, oh Lord. Help us, dear Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Rabakaya labakaya labarabashia. Oh, rakaya labarabashia. Let us just pray in the spirit right now. Pray in tongues. Hallelujah. The Bible says when we pray in tongues, we are talking to God and not to man. Hallelujah. Rabakarabasandaya. Revive our spirit, Lord. Build up our faith right now as we pray in the spirit. Hallelujah. Rabakaya labashia. Ore alabaya labakaya labasandaya. Hallelujah, Rabakaya Labarabasandaya. Yung hindi pa nag-speak in tongues, ask the Lord right now. Open your mouth, the Lord will fill you up. Hallelujah. Lord, release your gift of speaking in tongues. Hallelujah, Rabashikaya Labakaya Laba. Ore Alabayandaya Labakaya Labasakaya Labakandaya. Ore Alabayara Kaya Labayandaya La. Ore Alabayanda Kaya Rabashikarabasanda. Ore Alabakaya, this is the language in this new season. It's very important we know this prayer language. Hallelujah, Rabakarabasandaya. Ore Alabayandaya Labakaya Labasikaya. Hallelujah, Rabbi Shikaya Labayanda. Oh, Rabbi Rakaya Labasikaya Labayanda, Yeri Labakaya Labasanda, Urayanda Yalabakaya Labasikaya Labayanda, Rayalabaya Labakaya Labasanda, Rayalabaya Rakaya Labasanda, Yalabakaya Labasakaya, Rayalabaya Rakaya Labasikaya Labayanda, Rayalabayanda Yalabakaya Labasikaya Labayanda, Rayalabaya Rayalabayanda Kaya Labayanda, Hallelujah, Rabbi Shikaya Labayanda, Rayalabaya Rakaya Labasanda, Hallelujah, Rabbi Shikaya Labaya, Rayalabaya, Rayalabaya, Labaya, Nakaya Labasika Labasada, Hallelujah. Oh, build us up, Lord. Build us up, oh Lord, Holy Spirit, as we pray in the Holy Spirit. Build us up, build up our faith, Lord. Revive us, oh Lord. Hallelujah, Rabaya, Nakaya Labasandaya, Oriyalabaya Labasaya Labaya, revive our souls, oh Lord. Hallelujah, Rabaya Labasanda, Hallelujah, Ora Kaya Labaya, Nakaya Labasanda, Make us ready, Lord, for this new season. Make us ready, O Lord God, to face 2015, Lord. Hallelujah, Rabakaya Labasandaya, Ora Kaya Labakaya Labasandaya, Ora Labaya Rakaya Labayanda, Ora Labaya Rakaya Labayanda, Ora Labaya Rakaya Labayanda, Ora Labaya Rakaya Labayanda, Ora Labaya Labasanda, Hallelujah, Rabakaya Labashika, Rabashika, Labayande, Ore, Labaya, Rakaya Labashika, Rabasanda, Hallelujah, Rabaya, Labakaya Labashika, Labaya, Ore, Labaya, Rakaya Labaya, Labakaya, Labashia, Labayande, Labaya, Rakaya Labaya, Labakaya, Rabashika, Rabasanda, Rabaya, Rabakaya Labashika, Rabaya, Rakaya Labashika, Rabasanda, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, even the heavens will be shaken, Lord, as you said, Hallelujah, let us be shaken by your glory, Lord, let us be shaken by your spirit, O Lord God, and your powers, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, thank you, Father. Into your hands we commend our life, O Lord God. As we have started this new year, O God, with this new season, Lord, of spirituality. Hallelujah. Help us to be ready. Make us ready, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for Israel. It is our Israel Sunday. Hallelujah. Maraming salamat, Panginoon, na hindi pumasa sa United Nations yung kanilang resolution for a Palestinian state. We pray, Lord, na they want to go to the ICC, they want to go to the International Court so that para po makapag-file sila ng criminal charges against Israel. Lord, we pray that they will not be admitted again, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father, for Prime Minister Netanyahu on the election that is coming, Lord. We pray for your will, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Rabakaya, Rabakaya, Rabarabashia. Hallelujah, Lord, we know, Lord, the warnings have been released, Lord. May mga signs and warnings cut through the blood moons, Lord. Hallelujah, Rabakarabasan. And so we pray, Father, for your protection over Israel. We pray, O Lord God, based on history, when these blood moons appeared, it was not always good news for Israel. So we pray, Lord, that they return to you, Lord, that they will stop from their backslidings, Lord. And as you promised in Jeremiah, you will heal them, Lord God, of their backsliding. So let them return to you, Lord God, and open their eyes, Lord, that they will see Yeshua as their Messiah. Hallelujah. Pour out your spirit, Lord. The time to favor Zion is now, O God. Habang papalapit ng papalapit, Lord, ang pagdating mo, Panginoong Jesus, patindi ng patindi ang mga dadaanan nila according to your word. And so we pray for them, O God, before it's too late for them. Let them return to you, Lord. Hallelujah. And proclaim Yeshua as their Messiah. O rabakaya labakaya labashika rabasandia. Hallelujah. Rabakaya labakaya 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 labasanda. O rabakaya labakaya labashia. Hallelujah. Rabakaya. Lord, we are standing with your people, Israel, O God. Bless America and Australia, Lord, for saying no, Lord, for voting no during that votation. Hallelujah. We bless them, Lord. Bless them, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray, Lord, hindi darating ang panahon, Lord, na kaming sa Pilipinas ay mag-say ng yes, Lord. We pray, Father, that we will always be standing with Israel. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We pray for our nation, Lord. Bless our nation. The whole year 2015, Panginoon, tinataas namin sa iyong aming bansa. Maraming salamat, Lord. Sa answered prayer mo, Lord, during Ruby, Lord. Hallelujah. Sabi nga sa... Was it in the papers na nalusaw na lang basta ang bagyo? Hallelujah. Because of your supernatural power. Because of your answer to our prayers, Lord. Hallelujah. And we entrust to you the whole of 2015, Panginoon. We pray, Lord, na walang mga earthquakes, Lord. We pray, Lord, na walang mga bagyo na destructive, oh Lord God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, rabakayalabakayalabarabasya. Hallelujah, Rabakaya Rabasandia. We pray, Lord, for protection or shield against financial disaster, Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Shield our country from Ebola virus and all kinds of viruses. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Rabakaya Rabashia. Hallelujah. Oh, we pray, Lord, we stand in the gap and we ask, Lord, withhold your judgment, O God, against the Filipino people, Lord. Hallelujah. In our behalf, O Lord, as we pray, as we stand in the gap, Lord. We ask for your mercy. We ask for your mercy and grace, Lord. Patawad, Panginoon. Darating na naman ang pista ng Quiapo. Lord, patawad, Lord, sa sobrang idolatry. Ngayon po lamang, Lord, hinihingi namin ng habag, Lord. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy and open the eyes of our kababayans, Lord. Have mercy. Forgive, Lord. Forgive, O God. Hallelujah. Raba kaya labas niya. O, rilabaya kaya labas rabas anda. Hallelujah. January, buwan na naman ito ng mga santo ninyo, Panginoon. Forgive us, O God, for all this paganism. Forgive, O Lord. Ora yala ba kaya labas yung labas anda. Kami po ang humihingi sa inyo ng patawad, Lord. Kami ang humihingi sa inyo ng habag, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Raba kaya labas yung labas yung. Ora yala ba yara ba kaya labas anda. Hallelujah. Withhold your judgment, your wrath, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Raba yala ba kaya laba yala ba rabasan da 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 ore yala ba yara kaya laba rabasya ore yala ba yara kaya laba rabasan da. Patawad, Lord, sa idolatry over the Pope, O God. Yala ba kaya rabasika rabasan da 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 ore yala ba yara kaya labasika rabasan da 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 da. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, labayara kaya labarabashikarabasanda, hallelujah, ora kaya labayara kaya labarabashikarabasanda, ora kaya labayara kaya labarabashia. We pray for protection, Lord, protection upon our families, upon our properties, upon our church, O God, hallelujah, ora labayara kaya labarabashia, hallelujah, our businesses, O God, our jobs, Lord, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we praise you, Father, that you are with us. You never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Father, we also pray, dali lang po. Father, we also pray for all our ministries for the year 2015, especially our free Bible ministry, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, pakita niyo sa amin, Lord, ang tunay na na kahalagahan nito sa iyong kaharian, Panginoon. Show us, O God. Hallelujah. Rabo kayo, Rabo Rabo Shia. In the name of Jesus, we pray for provisions, for protection, Lord, for anointing, O God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, pagpalain niyo yung mga alpha courses na, Lord, na pinaplano namin gawin, O Panginoon, para marami pong makakilala sa iyo through the alpha courses. Kasama na po dyan yung alpha courses sa mga schools, Lord, sa mga students, hallelujah, sa mga offices. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, rabakaya, rabashika, rabasanda, da-da-da-da, bless all our plans, bless our works, oh God. Hallelujah, rabakaya, rabasanda, and lead us, oh Lord, hallelujah, rabakaya, rabashika, rabasanda, hallelujah. We pray, Lord, we ask for new souls, oh God, to be saved for 2015, Lord. More souls into your kingdom, for your kingdom, oh Lord. Hallelujah, we give you all the honor, all the praise, Father. Hallelujah. And bigyan niyo po kami ng kasipagan, Lord, na maglista ng aming 12 prayer points, Lord, for the year. Hallelujah. At tuloy-tuloy namin itong didiligan ng papuri at pasasalamat sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen. Amen. Sige po, please sit down. So you have heard, no? Let us apply, mobilize our faith. And ilista nyo po in your own time sa bahay or during your quiet time. Give to the Lord 12 major prayer points for the year. Marami po akong narinig na mga testimonies na umabot na sila sa 30, etc. Tuloy-tuloy ang pagsagot ng Panginoon. Amen? Amen. Sa mga panalangin. Hallelujah. Praise God.